Head coach Tom Ceratore is now joining us outside of the Beaver locker room. Tom, I just got done touting the praises of Kyle Loft. I gave him the save of the game for those two block shots on the penalty kill. You're not surprised at all at that performance in that moment by Kyle Loft, are you? I mean, that's just what he does.
You just said that, and we did. He got the green jacket tonight. We have a green jacket, kind of the hard hat award, but it's a green jacket. My old cashmere jacket the boys give to the star of the game. You know, however they want to do it. And Yuri gave it to Lufty, well-deserved. And I echo the same sentiments you did. There's a reason he's wearing a C, and he's a stud. He's a warrior. He's a stud. And, he won that game for us at that particular time. There's no doubt.
You hang around enough hockey teams, and I grew up in L.A. before Wayne Gretzky. Never played the game, but you hang around enough hockey teams, and you get to, you know, learn what is the heart and soul of this sport. That's Kyle Loft. And guys just rally around that. I mean, him back into the lineup tonight is immeasurable what that does to your team, doesn't it?
Absolutely. He's our leader. He's our leader. And you know what? And that's when that person's out, there's just there's something missing. And he was back. And great to have him back. He's a hell of a guy and a hell of a hockey player and just a warrior to boot.
What an offensive night for Adam Flamang. I don't know if you saw it in real time, the catch of that pass that he got from Vinnie Corcoran on that first goal, but unbelievable just to keep that thing onside and made a great play. Then he scores a great goal. You could kind of tell he was getting under the skin a little bit of Northern. Fabulous night offensively for him.
Yeah, no, just Flammer's just, he's another heart and soul, another warrior for us. He's all about effort.
You give up the two power play goals, then you kill that one off, that third one. Then you get another one, and now it's a 6-on-4. How much do you got? I mean, it's February. We've worked on it a little bit.
Never practice it.
What are the rules then? What do those four guys need to do?
The rules are you just got to stay in the middle. 6-on-4 is pretty simple. You still play like it's 5-on-4, but now it's a little – now it's a hybrid. It's like a 6-on-5 and a – penalty kill, but you got to play a little tighter. You just got to really make it. You just don't want them to be able to penetrate inside the dots or inside that tight little area right there, Schulte. And you got to front. You got to front, and you got to make it tight, and then you got to make sure you get loose pucks. But you just want to make sure that a shot doesn't get through, and if it does, it gets cleared. It gets cleared to the boards.
It's got to be hard to clear a puck lower to the ice, am I correct? If you're going to clear something, it almost has to go up and over the top?
And the problem you have with a 6-on-4 on 9 times out of 10 is that they're going to get puck recovery because they're going to outnumber they're going to outnumber you. And that's the one thing. They have 6. It's not 5 versus 4. Now it's 6 versus 4. So they are going to have, you know what, they're going to have a 2-on-1 all over the ice. All over the ice, there's going to be a 2-on-1 unless we get a good bounce.
You defended that about perfectly then.
I think we did. And then, they got tired, too. They got tired, and they weren't hitting their sticks and those types of things.
This is a great, great win on a Friday night on the road, isn't it? And there are good wins all over the place, but this is a great one, isn't it?
It is. No, you can't. That's what you want. Now let's just get it done tomorrow.
See you then.
All right, bud.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers here, our Paul Bunning Communications post-game show. Bemidji State wins this one by the final score of 4-2.